2015. I'm calling to order the council meeting for the Borough of Edgewood. Ms. Bastianini, you will call the roll.
Mr. Bray.
Here.
Dr. Wallace. Mr. Wainwright.
Here.
Mr. Wilson.
Here.
Dr. Petrola. Mr. Fuller.
Here.
Ms. Schaefer.
Here, and let the record reflect that the mayor and the solicitor are also in attendance. If you would please stand with me to recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. At this time, we'll entertain items from the floor. If anybody has anything they'd like to share or ask or tell or whatever.
Hi.
Just please sign in and state your name and address, please.
Okay. Andrew Miller, 1026 Savannah Avenue. Just want to let you know that the Civic Association is doing our litter cleanup on the ramps on Saturday, 9 a.m. You're all welcome to come pitch in if you'd like. That's it. Thanks.
Thank you. That's a 10?
9 to 11 a.m.
Where are you meeting?
Well, we get down from the UCP near
okay.
The ramp off of Rabbit.
Great.
So it's about 2 hours. You get about 30 or 40 bags of garbage there.
Good.
Awful.
That's really, it's just, people are just throwing trash everywhere.
That guy threw a bottle out of there.
Yeah, Brent Road looks good for the day. And then, I mean, even out in the country, you're seeing. Anything else? All right. There being no other items from the floor, anyone have any changes to the minutes that in your packet from May 18th?
I move to approve the minutes of May 18th, 2015.
Any questions or comments? Bastianini, you call the roll.
Mr. Bray.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye. And the motion passes. Any changes to June 1st, 2015?
Move to approve the minutes of June 1st, 2015.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Ms. Bastianini, you call the roll.
Mr. Bray.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson. Mr. Fuller?
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer?
Aye, and the motion passes. Motion to approve payments for bills for goods and services. Mr. Wainwright?
I move to authorize the payment of bills for goods and services received by the borough, having been reviewed and approved by the General Government Committee from the General Fund in the amount of $394,850.24, and from the Sewer Fund in the amount of $147,742.73. $192.97.
Second.
Any questions or comments?
I will save my comments from our report.
All right. Ms. Bastianini, call the roll.
Mr. Bray.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye. And the motion passes. General Government Report, Mr. Wainwright.
$1,417, so it cost us $2,400 to borrow $350,000, which is pretty good.
$2,400.
The other thing the general government discussed was putting our what's left over in our citizens account, just over $189,000, into a 12-month CD.
Currently get 0%.
Right. It's currently just sitting there losing money to inflation. So I thought you might as well just put it in the CD and make a little bit of money, not much.
Lottery tickets were right out.
That was not discussed.
All right. Any questions for Mr. Wainwright? General Government. Police report, Mayor Cook.
Thank you, Madam President. The report is pretty standard. The one thing I would like to point out is the shoplifting, and that it looks like it's down. However, a lot of the shoplifting that occurs in Giant Eagle is being handled internally, so I don't want you to have the wrong impression about things. But it, all in all, everything's looking pretty good.
Any questions for Mayor Paul? I would like to thank the police department on behalf of council and the residents of the borough for their prompt response to all public safety issues. But I think when you hear good news, there are also in our packet some letters from children about the Officer Livingston going to some classrooms and giving a talk about being a police officer and safety for children. It's that community service that really is special and just speaks to the character and the dedication that the police department all told.
Thank you.
Public safety, Mr. Fuller.
No, public safety did not meet.
We have an MOU on the agenda. Community development, Mr. Bright.
Okay, community development did not meet, but we did hear something back from Mr. Gongaware.
We did not hear anything from Mr. Gongaware. We heard, got in touch from his lawyer, but I think that would be a better discussion for executive session.
Okay, well, we'll just defer discussion.
Okay. Public Works. Mr. Wilson?
We did not meet it. We will be meeting.
Good. Community Services. There was a meeting that was going to be scheduled, but it has been, it's going to be rescheduled.
Yeah, hopefully we can pick a date.
With all of us so that we can discuss, just review Community Day and also discuss with Mr. Cato some ideas regarding the litter and safety opportunities that we might also extend in education for children. Personnel, Mr. Fuller?
Personnel did not make.
Pension, Mr. Bright?
No, pension did not meet.
Three Rivers Wet Weather had a board meeting on Friday. Unfortunately, I had to be at work and missed that. There was a manager's minute that was sent out, I believe.
Yes,
the past couple weeks.
Discussing, I believe it was the Alcosan transfer and everything that the municipalities are being asked to send to Alcosan as we move forward with the trunk line transfer.
Connect, Ms. Bastianini.
Connect executive session will meet this Thursday. The meeting will not be here in Edgewood. They've had more people RSVP than we can accommodate in this room, so it will be in Churchill, and hopefully in a meeting in the future, when we have advance notice, we can book the Edgewood Club and have the meeting there.
We might also check with the school for the deaf. Also, their boardroom holds quite
great.
A few, so that's another suggestion that I would have.
We'll look into it.
The Connect continues to work with the main trunk line transfer. And I guess that'll be updated next week. Borough Solicitor Report, Mr. Barry.
Thank you, Madam President.
Borough Manager's Report, Ms. Bastianini.
Thank you, Madam President. Movies in the Park, as you know, was a washout last week.
It's like the arts festival.
It's a tent-blowing arts festival.
It's true. It's true. Next Monday, we'll try again. We will be playing Dolphin Tales 2. Any of you who were there a couple years ago, we played Dolphin Tale 1, so this will be a good refresher. They're already calling for 50% chance of rain, so fingers crossed that that changes. I am happy to report that with all of the rain, the sewer in Koenigfield did not surcharge. Kept me up last night, but this morning all was clear. We had a tree that fell down on Morris Street that was blocking the road partially, so our public works crews were out last night for about 3 hours cleaning that up.
How many did we call up?
Two guys came out last night. Mm-hmm. And they were able to get the street reopened in that time frame. They spent a lot of time today cleaning up some downed branches and making sure that our storm sewers are clear and ready to accept more water that's going to be coming. Myself and the borough engineer had pre-construction meetings with the paving contractor. The work should begin in July. I was hopeful it would begin a little sooner, but they are pretty booked up this month, so we should start paving after July 4th. We also had a pre-construction meeting with the sewer contractor, which Mr. Berry reviewed the contract this evening, and that work should be beginning as soon as we get these documents signed. They'll be ready to go within the month. We're excited about that. Also happy to report that Tyree Johnson, who is the Eagle Scout, who was working on labeling the borough's storm sewers, has completed his Eagle Scout project. He labeled every storm sewer in the borough with stencils indicating that they drain to the river and to be careful what you place in them. He also put hangers on residents' doors describing what they should and should not be putting in the storm sewers. So he is now going to be submitting some photos and a brief write-up so that we can spotlight him in the newsletter and make sure that all of our residents know about the good work that he volunteered and he did. He took about 6 Saturdays. He had 5 people come with him each Saturday to help him label those storm sewers. So he really did a good job with his volunteer management, and we're proud of the work that he's done. Also, just an update, I've been working on the solid waste bid specifications, and Mr. Berry has a preliminary draft that he's reviewing. Just to talk about some of the things we discussed last time, the draft that we've created at this point does include the e-waste and household e-hazardous waste removal.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
It does include the e-waste and household hazardous waste removal in the base bid specs. If council wants to have a further discussion about that, we can. We can also always add it as an alternative, and that way you guys can see what the price would come in for that service, and we can decide if we want to add it to the contract at that point. I did not include yard waste. I don't think that it would really be that beneficial in a cost-benefit what we'd get for increased prices, because we do our own leaf removal, which is a lot of what the yard waste service would be, and a lot of the major companies do not include grass clippings in their yard waste, which is what I thought the big service would be if we could find a way to recycle grass clippings. So at this point...
yard waste was previously included?
As solid waste, not as recyclable material.
Right.
So you can still bag your grass clippings and put it out as solid waste. But this would be for an additional... We'd thought about putting in an additional yard waste collection, which would maybe happen one day in the fall and one day in the spring. But if you can't put leaves and you can't put grass clippings in, I'm not sure that would be worth it for our residents to see an increase in their bills.
So you can still put things in just as regular waste?
Correct. It will still be
taken
away. I mean,
like branches and stuff.
Yes.
Because that's a big thing.
If the branches are cut too, I think it's 3 or 4 foot sections.
Tied and bundled.
Yeah. So they can still be removed from your curb. It's just that there wouldn't be a special yard waste day where you can put out more of your bushes, things like that. We can add that in if anyone feels strongly about it, but I don't think that the price is worth it.
The thing that would concern me is that if you're talking one day a month and you cut your grass the day after they've already come by and you have bags of grass sitting there that long, the stench is unbelievable. So
I agree. I agree. If they can't take grass every week in the summer months,
I think the e-waste is something that we were interested in considering. I mean, there's a lot of times that, you know, you're
Just the new light bulbs coming out, how they're supposed to be set aside.
Yeah, your light bulbs and your computer things and...
I would kind of like to see the thermals and all kind of...
As an alternate?
Yeah, just to see what it costs.
See, yeah, the
yeah, we can absolutely do that.
So you want to see this as an alternate?
Yeah. Yeah, just to cost it out to see
what it would
what
cost.
The difference is.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and I think... just a reminder that that's e-waste and hazardous waste removal. So you can put your paint cans out, your fluorescent bulbs, those sorts of things.
so I have a wall of paint.
Fire, fire, battery fire.
Hopefully we will have that ready. By the end of the summer, we'll have that bid out hopefully. And we will add that in as an alternate, and then we can decide once we see the price. As a reminder, this continues what we did 4 years ago when we signed with Waste Management, was directly, and we've had great success with that system, and so we're going to include that and keep going forward with that. And that's all I have.
Any other questions for the... Yes, ma'am. Paul.
Yes, the commitment to the community, Vicki Frost sent a notice out June 25th. There's a good chance I won't be able to make it. Are you ready to go?
I believe so. I'll double check. Yeah, that shouldn't be a problem. I don't have too many 8 a.m. commitments.
Any other comments or questions for the manager? Any new business to be brought before council? I would like council to look at your calendars and see how either June 22nd or 29th looks. I'd like to have a committee of the whole meeting before everybody goes on vacation, just to kind of tie up any loose ends that we may have, and also to just discuss some of the pre-budget issues, get some comments from the borough manager with what we may be looking at, because once and to kind of do a community day recap, because once we hit August, then everything's fast and furious, and I just kind of would like to have council set some priorities and at least get questions written out that we'll be asking as we go through the summer. So if you could get back to me. Or tell me now if the 22nd works.
I'll be out of town.
Both?
29th, I'll be back. 22nd,
okay.
27th?
29th,
I'm here.
29th, you're here? You're here?
I'm not going to be in the 22nd.
So what day of the week is
29th?
22nd and 29th are both Mondays.
Both Mondays.
So the 29th looks best for majority?
Yeah. Put it on. I'll be here.
Okay. Well, why don't we have a committee of the whole for the 29th and advertise that? And it's just a general information session. I don't anticipate doing any business, but I know that we can discuss some of the litter things and community day ideas or thoughts, get an update. And if there's anything with respect to public safety or, as we're moving along, community development, I think it's a good thing for general government if we kind of have something like this. So as we move forward, once again, just to kind of keep our pre-budget hats on.
What time?
How about 7 o'clock? PM would probably be better, but... No, I'm looking at an hour and a half and nothing more, because it's just information sharing, and even an hour if we meet and just get everything kind of situated.
Would you still like a separate community services meeting with Mr. Cato, or can we incorporate it all into that one?
I don't know. What do you think?
Any community day or Dixon Park updates that I would have to give to community service? Committee of the whole. So I think that can be done in the same meeting.
Why don't we just do committee of the whole and then have a separate meeting about that? Because okay. we want to be able to sit down and really be thoughtful more about that than just kind of an overview. Does that sound
yeah,
okay
that's fine.
With you? Okay. So 7 o'clock, it's on June 22nd, which is a Monday. Committee of the whole, you do not... 29th. I'm sorry, 29th. And you do not need to be here, Mr. Berry.
At least physically.
Your spirit will be with us, I know.
Can we schedule community services as well?
Yeah, that's fine.
Do you want to wait until after that meeting?
We don't do it well. Would you rather do it before so we can actually have something to...
Yeah.
Okay.
What works for you?
The only day I got... can't do anything on the 24th. That's the only day I can't do something.
Well, how about the 22nd?
As long as it's early enough, I have to set up for movie night.
What time is movie night?
Dusk.
Which so is?
Earliest I can play the movie, 8:30-ish.
Okay.
So as long as we're done, I have to set up. So
how early can you?
I mean, like, the biggest thing is to be home to help with going to bed, which is at 7:30.
Okay.
So
maybe 6 o'clock.
Yeah, if we can. Well, yeah, that's dinner. I guess that's okay.
Oh.
Well. Who's on that committee?
Huh?
Who's all on that committee?
Community service is Mr. Wainwright, me, and Dr. Petrola.
What day was that?
22nd.
It's on vacation.
It's
all right, so don't not have it just because I'm
here. Like 6:30.
Okay. 6:30 on the 22nd.
Let me someone brief email about what happened.
Yeah, okay.
No, the
committee of the whole is at 29th.
Yeah, that was the...
Community services at 6:30 on 22nd.
Okay, that'd be great.
And we could let Mr. Cato know
yes.
about that meeting and have something to report then on the 29th.
And
6:30 works with your dinner, your kids, and you.
Okay.
All right, then, I guess we're ready for committee action.
I'd like to throw a meeting up for the... W.
When would you like that?
I'd like it next Monday, if possible.
Next Monday?
If possible.
Okay, well, that's the 22nd, so it would have to be before.
Movie date?
I think 7, I've got, by 7:30 I have to be at the field setting up the screen. So if we can do it in half an hour.
Yes. Okay. How about
6 o'clock,
4 to 6?
6 o'clock from 6 to 6:30 would be DPW, 6:30 to 7
okay.
would be community service.
Okay.
Okay.
I was thinking about having John come.
Okay. Whatever.
He's never been, and I think he needs to know.
Okay. Sure. All right. Committee action. Second reading of... Ordinance 1053 by title only, Mr. Wainwright.
Borough of Edgewood Ordinance Number 1053, Transient Retail Businesses, Ordinance of the Borough of Edgewood, Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, amending Ordinance Number 856, providing for the regulation and licensing of transient retail business within the Borough of Edgewood, requiring persons desiring to engage in transient retail business to obtain license and prescribing penalty for violations.
Second.
Questions or comments?
I want to comment that the one change we discussed at the last council meeting in section 5, where it says that an applicant who is denied by the mayor may appeal to council, it now states that council may overrule the mayor's decision. So that change has been incorporated.
Sorry, High Sparrow. Anything else? Any other questions or comments regarding that? Ms. Bustini, you call the roll.
Mr. Bright.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and the second reading passes. Final reading by title only.
Borough of Edgewood, Ordinance Number 1053, Transit Retail Businesses, Ordinance of the Borough of Edgewood, Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, amending Ordinance Number 856, providing for the regulation and licensing. Edgewood requires requiring persons to desiring to engage in transit retail business to obtain license and prescribing penalty for violations.
Second. This is the final reading of Ordinance 1053. Ms. Bastianini, you call the roll.
Mr. Bray.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and Ordinance 1053 passes. Motion to pay off the 2015 TAN. Oh, shall this ordinance pass? Ms. Bastianini?
Okay. Mr. Bright?
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright?
Aye.
Mr. Wilson?
Aye.
Dr. Petrola?
Aye.
Mr. Fuller?
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer?
Aye, and the ordinance passes. Motion to pay off 2015 TAN, my favorite motion. Mr. Wainwright?
I move to pay off the tax anticipation note in the amount of $352,417.
Comments?
We're happy to be able to pay this loan off early. Ms. Smith is doing an excellent job collecting taxes already, which makes it feasible to do this. And as we stated before, when we took out the loan, we got a really great rate on the loan this year. And so we are able to pay it off with not much interest.
Any other questions or comments? Ms. Bastianini, you call the roll.
Mr. Bray.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and the motion passes. Hooray! Motion to enter into a memorandum of understanding with Edgewood Elementary School. Mr. Fuller.
I move to enter into a memorandum of understanding between the Edgewood Borough Police Department and the Edgewood Elementary School.
Second.
Questions or comments?
I just wanted to comment that this is similar agreement that we've signed previously with the Edgewood Elementary School. It's just that the date had expired, so it's time to renew and that the solicitor has reviewed and approved the agreement.
Any other questions or comments regarding this memorandum of understanding? Ms. Bastianini, you call the roll.
Mr. Bray.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and the motion passes. Motion to enter into East Hills DUI Task Force Cooperation Agreement. Mr. Fuller.
I move to enter into the East Hills DUI Task Force Municipal Police Cooperation Agreement.
Second.
Questions?
What's that one about?
Questions or comments?
Yes.
What is that one?
This is the DUI patrols, the roving patrols, and the full setup DUI checkpoints.
How am I?
Yes, and our police department last year was the first year we entered into the East Hills DUI Task Force, which combines the efforts of multiple police departments in the East Hills. That way our officers aren't responsible for running an entire checkpoint. We send one out for checkpoints at other locations, and then when there is a checkpoint in Edgewood, other officers will come to help us out.
It's great training for the new officers.
Is it East Hills or is it East Pittsburgh?
Any other questions or comments? This has been reviewed also by the borough solicitor.
Correct.
And he's good to go. Ms. Bustini, you call the roll.
Mr. Bray.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and the motion passes. Do we need to have an executive session?
Maybe for, yes, very briefly.
Regarding
real estate.
All right, at this time, we will be going, will there be any anticipated action? At this time, we're going to enter into executive session to discuss real estate. There will not be any anticipated action regarding this information. We will be meeting as a council on July 1st, I think it is. July 6th, sorry. And there's a DPW meeting on the 22nd, community service meeting on the 22nd, and a committee of the whole or COWL meeting on the 29th. Thank you all very much, and at this time we'll go into executive session.